Here you're looking at a replica of a 16th century ship, captained by Sir Francis Drake, which circumnavigated the globe between 1577 and 1580, taking a crew of around 80 men all the way around the southern tip of South America. Take a minute to appreciate how small the ship is, and imagine living on board for months at a time with 79 other people. Drake's flagship was originally known as the Pelican, but was renamed the Golden Hind to honor one of his patrons, Sir Christopher Hatton, whose family crest featured a golden hind, a small female deer. You can see that crest depicted today on the back of the ship. The Hind returned to England, docking at Portsmouth, with 56 of the original crew remaining, having, in its travels, seized the largest treasure captured to that date, over 360,000 pesos, or 480 million pounds today. Queen Elizabeth I had been a patron, an investor, in Drake's voyage, and she did well out of that investment, yielding 47 pounds back for every 1 pound she put in, a return of 4,700%. It was on board the Golden Hind that Queen Elizabeth I bestowed a knighthood onto Sir Francis Drake, despite his notorious reputation as a pirate, perhaps in gratitude for the payday he brought home. It is possible to buy a ticket to go on board, so consider exploring it yourself to get a taste of how voyagers lived in the 16th century. With the Golden Hind on your left, walk down the road, and when it ends, you'll be facing the magnificent Southwark Cathedral. Stand where you've got a good view, and then play the next clip.